Welcome to Season 6 of the Cocktail Lovers Podcast.
I'm Gary.
And I'm Sandra.
And together, we are the Cocktail Lovers.
We've been exploring the cocktail world for 15 years, sharing what we discover in our print and digital magazine, on our website, and all kinds of fun places.
But this is where we're talking about all things cocktail.
We're talking about the recipes, products, books, bars, and people.
So, let's find out what's in this week's episode. Well, Christmas Day is just around the corner and we are very excited. So, by the way of celebration, this is a slightly different kind of episode. We've still got a couple of products to taste. The first, Belle de Brille, an elegant combination of pear, eau de vie and cognac. The second, a ready-to-drink offering in the shape of a very special limited edition Mr. Lion white box cocktail. But as it's our final episode of 2023, we're also picking a few of our favourite products from the past 12 months to add to your Christmas shopping list for the big day. And we're also rounding up a selection of bars to put on your radar for the new year. But first, we are the Cocktail Lovers. So let's make ourselves a festive cocktail.
Right, so because we're actually doing a little bit of more of a retrospective on our year this year.
We are.
I think I'm not actually going to make a cocktail. I'm going to pour a cocktail.
What?
Well, also, this is about taking things easy. Yeah, that should be for okay. us, not just Let for our off. Listener, but also for ourselves. So this is something that I really, one of my most, I think most of my creative moments this year, not my personal ones, but one of the things that I think that people do so well in this cocktail space is about collaborations and really creative ideas.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing this one. It's from Taya Studios, which was a collaboration between Alex Cretina and Monica Berg and the Taya team. And they actually partnered up with three co-creators, none of which are actually in the cocktail space. There's one was a lovely perfumer called Maya. I'm trying to remember everybody's names now. There was Martin Kastner from Crucial Detail, who's an amazing sort of product designer, of just a creator. I'm trying to find my notes. And then the last one was Oscuro, who is a graphic artist or calligrapher. And Taya partnered up with these guys, and actually it's a really fantastic collaboration. They just wanted to explore unique ingredients and learn about them from different people, from different perspectives. So we did speak to Alex a few episodes back about this.
Yeah.
But why I'm using it is because we didn't actually sample any of the drinks, and I just want to bring that
We're gonna
to the put attention.
That right.
Yes,
right
Gary's
now.
Salivating right now. So I've got these lovely pre-mixed bottles that these collaboration inspired. So we've got, there were three different expressions, each inspired by one of the co-creators. The one that I'm going for is Amber and Sandalwood, which was by Maya Nidji, I think her name
That's
is.
The perfumer.
And that the reason why I'm going for that, because I love that perfume. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we just want to talk about how it translates into a beautiful bottle cocktail. So in this one, there's Taya Aquavit, Ardbeg 10-year-old whiskey, Cochi Americano, Muyu Vetiver Gris, Sandalwood, Perique Tobacco and Cedarwood. So there's lots of fragrance in there, beautiful scents.
The things that you would sometimes pick up on in sort of fragrances.
Absolutely. And gosh, so we've had this in the fridge. I'm actually pouring it over ice. That's all the work I'm doing today, which shoots me down to a T. And yeah, they just say serve it over ice, which we're doing here.
Cheers.
Beautiful colour. It's not too dark, actually. It's quite a nice light straw colour. Mmm. That is delicious, isn't it?
It is.
And it has got those notes of a fragrance in, you know, there's that beautiful, there's almost like this really bone dry finish that you'd get probably from the vetiver. I think something like that.
It's interesting because it's something that it's on the one hand, it's quite delicate, but it's punchy. Can something be delicate and punchy?
I think so. If it's well balanced. Mm. So there's that complexity there, which makes you think that it's delicate, but actually it's sort of combining all of those amazing ingredients. So this is 22.1 ABV. So it is quite punchy.
Yeah.
These lovely bottles, I love them. We will obviously have pictures on our Instagram feed. So it's 300 mils per bottle, which is four serves.
Right.
And it's £35 for the bottle. So there's still time to get these for Christmas. Or you could go into the Taya and Elementary bar and they will have them on there. So have a look. Get this for Christmas. If you don't fancy making cocktails for yourself, and why should you, put your feet up, open a bottle and enjoy.
My product is Belle de Brûlée. And it's a really nice idea. It's a combination of pear eau de vie and cognac. And there's been a bit of a pear theme recently. I think we've done a few things that have nodded towards pear. So I suppose it's because it's autumn, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's a favourite fruit of mine. And, you know, pear eau de vie, what's not to like? So as I say, it's a blend of pear eau de vie with cognac. It's made by a chap called Jean-Louis Brûlée. And his family have been making cognac in the region since 1656.
Blimey, so I guess they know what they're doing.
I should hope so. but this particular product that he developed launched in 1985, and it's named in honour of his wife, Isabel, hence the name. So quickly, I'll pass the bottle over to you so you have a little look. It's quite a distinctive shape.
It is.
Isn't
so
it?
It's a pear shape.
It's a pear shaped bottle. Yeah.
Big fat bottomed pear, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
It's
very
voluptuous.
Yeah. That's the word. And as for the label itself, there's other hints of the pear on there. And then the grape. So letting you know that it's
cognac
related. And yeah.
Got a nice
interesting
amber glows in it. Without further ado,
don't say that. I hate that expression.
I only said it because I know you hate it. Without further ado, right, let me, I've got the cork out. Let's do a little serve here for you. Right, there we go. Pass that over.
Thank you. It is lovely sunshine, golden, isn't it?
Oh, it's really intense, the aroma, isn't it? I thought it'd be more peary on the nose,
too.
But it's more, it's got more of the cognac on the nose.
More cognac, also quite apple-y, I guess, but then that just might be me.
Oh, wow,
that's lovely.
That's really
You do get the
creamy.
Pear very much on
you do.
On the palate.
Yeah, you do.
Pear and apples, game for me, I must say. Sort of golden apples, really sun-drenched apples, but juicy pears and that sort of cognac. So if you're thinking about that, all of those lovely, so you've got grapes, you've got the pear and apples. It is a fruit-filled burst of deliciousness, isn't it?
I'm glad you said that because I couldn't get it all out. I should also mention as well, in addition to those two main ingredients, they make a big thing of saying there are no additives. There's nothing unnatural about this. So all that's added apart from those two things is some water and some vanilla sugar made with fresh vanilla from Madagascar.
Actually, that vanilla is lovely. Also, there's a beautiful texture as well. It's very silky, very smooth, really very delicious.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And what I also like about this is it's really super versatile because they talk about, and I would agree with this, you can have it as an aperitif. I think this would work with some soda and just ice. Also as a digestive, you know, great after a meal.
And you can mix that very well,
can't
you?
Well, it's interesting you should say that because I think sometimes when we taste products, we look at websites and then you kind of think, oh, they've only suggested one serve.
If,
you know, that's fine, you know, because we can get inspired as anyone can. But it's nice when people give you a few suggestions.
Yes.
And they've actually got loads of suggestions for cocktails. So they're really taking cocktails seriously. And there were a couple that jumped out at me. One was a old-fashioned, but made with rum and coffee.
Wow.
And this. I think in your head, you're thinking sounds, rum, coffee, and this.
Yeah, but that
would
beautiful.
Work. Yeah.
Also, to me, just because of that lovely lingering finish that I've got, you could just have this with some sparkling wine or some champagne or something just to top up and lengthen and get all of that pear beautifulness out with those bubbles.
I couldn't
have they
more.
Said anything
no,
about that?
No, well, I'm just smiling as you said that because one of their serves as well is a spin on the mimosa. So with sparkling wine and still with some orange juice, but with this. Mm. And again, I think, that would work a treat. So I think we both really like
really like that. So it's nice for Christmas, eh?
It is nice for Christmas. I think it's a great one for Christmas. So that is Belle de Brillet. It's 30% ABV, and it's round about £29 for a 70cl bottle.
Beautiful. For my product review, I'm going for another RTD or ready to drink.
Yeah, you're taking it easy today.
Really taking it easy. Listen, there's some great stuff out there, so why should I be doing any of the hard work? So this one in particular is Mr. Lion White Box Cocktails. So we know Mr. Lion, everybody, Ryan Chettiwadana, brilliant bartender, award-winning bartender from Lioness and all sorts of wonderful creations. This is for the 10-year anniversary of Mr. Lion.
10 years already.
Absolutely. So these ones, I mean, I love white box ready-to-drink cocktails. We've already reviewed them before, but these are a very special limited edition run from Mr. Lion, who is a big friend of the white box crew. And they've come up with this limited edition, which is three of the most iconic serves from Mr. Lion's repertoire. So these lovely dinky cans, which we've always admired, they pack a mighty punch.
Yeah,
they're small, but they're
but
mighty. Absolutely. So there's three in the range. There's the Beeswax Old Fashioned, the Stonewashed Cosmo, and the Bulletproof Espresso Martini. Mm. And it's the first time that these serves have been available outside the bar, basically.
I mean, that in itself is really interesting because those drinks in the bar, they are generally so complex.
Yes,
don't expect to be able to get them off-site.
No, but that's what the team at White Box do really well. They really do bring that sort of inner cocktail bar taste into a ready-to-drink expression, which is why I love them. So the one that we're trying today is the Stonewashed Cosmo. I thought that would be lovely and festive for us.
I haven't had a Cosmo in any form.
Exactly, and
for
I think that's
time.
Quite nice,
it's a shame,
isn't it?
It's a lovely drink.
So this one actually is quite light. So what's inside is Mr. Lion Bay Vodka, Cranberry Rosé, Limestone, and Champagne Bitters. And what I love about this as well, so it just says on the can, chill and serve in a coupe, or split over ice in two wine glasses and top with sparkling wine and ice for a Cosmo Spritz. So that's a nice way of doing it. So tell me.
On the nose, it's very delicate, isn't it? There's that nice citrusy element on the nose, and it's a little bit fruity.
Yeah, with your cranberry. Mm. But you know what? When you taste that does taste of Christmas to me. It's got a lovely, maybe it's a sort of cranberry bit or something, but there's a lovely festive bit to
it, right.
Isn't there?
You're right.
I'm glad I chose that one for
that's
today.
That's so delicious.
Got yes. It. Really, really nice. Very unctuous again. So we've put this in the freezer and just taken it out, served it in the coupes. Absolutely delicious. I think it would be nice with the sparkles again. So that is Mr. Lion White Box Cocktails, and that was the Stonewashed Cosmo. Each of the three expressions is available at £6.50 per can, which sounds quite a lot for a can, but actually when you think per serve, £6.50, not bad at all.
No,
when a cocktail would cost you, what, about £14 or something?
At least.
For that kind of level of
deliciousness,
quality. Yes,
quality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So one thing to remember, there's only 2,000 cans of each of these serves available.
Right.
So
get
in quick, people. So I'll put all of the details again on our Instagram feed and website. Also, just to say that the labels have been created by Ryan's sister, Natasha. Beautiful labels, beautiful drink.
And now for a cocktail hack from one of our experts.
Hi, my name is Michele Mariotti, and I'm the head of Bar Gira Gleneagles, and here's my cocktail hack. When you make spritzes at home, always make sure to put the effervescent ingredient first, and then pour the liquors on top. This way, you won't have to mix the drink, and you won't lose the carbonation.
So as we said, this is a slightly different episode. So in addition to the two fabulous products we've just tasted.
Bloody fabulous.
Bloody fabulous. Thank you. We thought it'd be nice to just pick out one or two or three that we look back fondly over the year and want to big up highlight. Again.
And also, they could be good last-minute gifts if people are thinking
absolutely.
Of either a gift for themselves or for others. So, what have you got?
Well, first up, I wanted to do a shout-out because we tasted very recently the new Savoia Rancio.
Oh, yes.
But it also reminded me of how much I love Savoia Americano. I don't think it's such a great idea. You know, so easy to use, versatile. You know, just add it to your favourite spirit. Bit of ice. You were talking about making things easier earlier. Mm. I think this ticks that box. So I would go for Savoia Americano.
Okay. Well, I love it. It's not a new product, but it's something that we were introduced to this year. I love the London Vermouth Company, Vermouths. I thought they were really lovely. Also, I didn't have it on my list, but I'm just thinking about it. Capriolis Distillery. I just think everything about that brand is beautiful. The packaging, the passion that goes into it, all of the beautiful eau de vie that they highlight. So, yes, those for me, great products, great gifts, absolutely brilliant people doing great things.
And another one I wanted was this year we both discovered Lost Explorer Mezcal.
Yes.
And I think a bit of a theme for me personally this year has been talking about sort of discovering smoky drinks generally, and Mezcal in particular. And there's three expressions, and I just really absolutely loved this. Not only to drink as it comes, but I think that thing we
mixed
tried
in.
Of mixing it, making a version of a Negroni, swapping
out. Well,
that's
become our favourite Negroni now,
hasn't it?
At home. Mezcal Negroni.
Lost Explorer.
Exactly. We tried it with a few others. It hasn't quite worked in the same way. But yeah, those are fantastic. Well done. I also wanted to shout out for Pod P Vodka because it's a really lovely, fresh expression, another British produce, but being used in a couple of bars that we've seen. But it has this lovely vegetal note, and I just think that it's a really lovely way to champion peas. Why not?
Champion peas. We've also tried a few lovely whiskies this year, but the one I'm going for is Ardre Blended Scotch Whisky, which, if you recall, when we talked about it, it's a collaboration. It's taking classic Scotch whisky, but it's blended using the craftsmanship of Suntory Japanese blenders.
Okay.
And the thing that I really liked about this, as well as it being delicious, do you remember it had that great serve that they recommended where you hold an ice ball or a large ice cube over a strainer and then you pour the whiskey over it so for like 8 seconds and you get this perfect chill,
the
and
dilution.
Perfect dilution. And I just remember really liking that, so I might be serving that to you again over Christmas.
I found it very difficult to choose a whiskey because we have tasted so many great ones this year. So I'm glad that you picked that one out. There've been some amazing, very diverse, very different, very daring and very beautiful whiskies. So, big ups for whiskies.
And
I'd
lots
say.
Of people making that category more accessible, which is something we've talked about for so many years of making that category more accessible. And it's great to see people doing that now, brands doing that, products doing that.
Absolutely. Another one that I wanted to highlight was Bativo as a non-alc expression. Beautiful, very complex, really lovely. I mean, our daughter is pregnant at the moment, so it's really nice that she's been able to enjoy this as well.
Yeah.
And she's been missing her drinks, but this one has really worked for her, but also for us. It's a really great one. So that's Sportiva.
Also, actually, on the non-alcoholic front, I'd also add to that Americo Aperitivo. And again, I like this one. We did this quite a while ago, but I really liked it because I think that thing of taking something that has lots of herbaceous flavors, it's giving you an opportunity to succeed as a non-alc. And I remember really liking this with soda.
Okay. Any others?
Yeah, I've got one other I'd like to. Again, a bit like the whiskey, there's a lot of gins going on.
Mm.
But one gin that stood out for me was the Rene gin.
Oh, yes, yeah. I've got that on my
list. Oh, really? Mm. Okay. So that was created by Alex and Emma Watson. But there were a few things I liked about it. First and foremost, it's just really delicious. But also, I like that kind of fact it nods to the influence of Chablis and growing up in that wine region. So they've taken that influence and they've taken like use of grape skins and things like that. And it's also got a really strong sustainable story, which I think nowadays is really important, even down to the packaging being made from discarded mushrooms and things like that.
Mycelium.
But I really did, and I remember that being making a great martini.
Yeah, really good. And also one of our other favourite gins, very luxury gin, which is 71 gin. But they've also brought it down into smaller bottles now, so I think that that's good. It makes it more accessible price-wise, but also it makes it more accessible to a wider audience.
And
so
it's
such a beautiful gin, so big ups for that. Anything else?
I could go on all day, but I think that's...
I think that's enough.
I think that's a lot to... As you said earlier, you know, still time, get them on your shopping list.
Yes.
You know, gift them or give them to
yourself.
I think
have them for yourself. Absolutely.
The brand new issue of the Cocktail Lovers magazine is out now. And it's the tailor-made issue, shining a light on the people, products and places creating unique experiences in the cocktail world. To get your print or digital issue or start a subscription, simply visit thecocktaillovers.com/magazine. And while you're about it, why not gift a subscription to the cocktail lover in your life?
Okay, so in much the same way that we've highlighted some of our favourite products that we've tasted this year, why don't we do the same for the bars rather than doing an actual review? Or we could do a review if you like, but... Let's do some of the highlights.
Let's take a stroll down memory lane.
Oh, here we go. So which have been some of the favourite bars that you've been to this year?
Well, the first one that jumped out to me was when we hopped over on Eurostar a few months ago.
We went to the
Cambridge Public House in Paris, which we absolutely loved.
Why did you love it?
I loved it because it ticked that big box of like, it's got a neighborhood feel. You know, there's certain bars, neighborhood bars we go to and we go like, oh, I just wish this was down the road from where we live. And that's exactly what this was. You know, they call it a public house. But, you know, it's a posh public house. It's got that, it's very welcoming, that rich blue, those velvet curtains. But you imagine a public house that just does awesome cocktails and elevated bar snacks.
Absolutely.
I will never forget that sausage roll.
Okay. I mean, there's been many things that we've been to this year. Some we've been together and some we've been separately.
Yeah.
For some of the ones that I've been without you, I mean, I agree with you on the Cambridge. That's absolutely amazing. Another one that we went to together was Foco in Barcelona, which I loved, which is a lovely, felt very all-day space to us.
Beautiful drinks.
Yeah, really, really lovely. They seemed like they were simple drinks, but lots of work going into them. Beautiful space, really great team. I can't wait to go back there. Also in Barcelona, there's three for me in Barcelona, actually, this year.
It's a happening place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So obviously Sips is number one in the world's 50 best bars with great reason. But the team also have taken over the historic Boadas in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And we've always loved it. If you're a cocktail lover like us, if you go to Barcelona, you have to go to Boadas.
So cool.
But... Yeah. I must say, even for that, it had slipped a little bit. But now, under the new ownership of this team, it is absolutely where it should be. Great service, amazing drinks, one of the most amazing experiences that you're going to have. Yeah, but it takes you back to yesteryear, yeah, which is fantastic.
And I think it's what's lovely, because that bar, I believe, has been around since the 1930s. Yes. So it's got all that history.
Oh, yes.
But I think those guys from SIP taking it over, it's in safe hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also they respect all of that. So they're not trying to change it and make it modern. They've just elevated it enough that it sort of brings it up to date, but still really respecting
that
history. They
still dress in that tradition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They still do that really long
pour. Oh, fantastic. So yeah,
I agree. I love that place.
And then my other place in Barcelona is Floreria Atlantico, which is actually, they have one in Buenos Aires, which is the first time.
So this is one I haven't been to yet. So you've got to take me there.
But the Barcelona one is absolutely beautiful. I was only there for one drink, so we have to go back there together. Great setting. The restaurant is great. The bar is amazing. The drinks are fantastic. So that's another one that we've got to hit up together the next time that we're in Barcelona. Okay, where else?
Where else? I finally got to Himcook. And this is somewhere we've both been, but separately. Yes, so I think we do need to go there together.
Absolutely.
Have a date night.
Yes.
And I really like this for so many
reasons. You haven't said
where
it is.
Oh, sorry, in Oslo.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this for several reasons. I like the space itself because it's a big space and they've got several sort of ways you can enjoy the bar. There's kind of the slightly more intimate, smaller lounge, which feels like a more traditional cocktail bar. Then you've got on I think it's the first floor, a much bigger space where they serve all the cocktails on tap, which is a bit more party. Then they've got a courtyard. But there's so much, you can take this bar on so many levels. At one level, it's just a beautiful bar to go and have great drinks. But behind the scenes, there's so much going on. They're making their own products, you know, their own gin, their own aquavit, all these things. The quality of the creativity in the cocktails is amazing. And of course, they launched their new menu very recently. And again, so creative. They launched it with a fashion show and I was lucky enough to go along to that. So the new menu inspired a fashion designer based in Oslo to come up with designs.
Yes, and you can read about it all in our latest issue. Yeah. What I love about Himcook as well is that it has inspired so many bars around the world, and it doesn't get the recognition in some ways outside that it deserves, and that it's just such a fantastic team doing amazing work. So I'm glad that you finally got
to
go there.
Absolutely. And, you know, bottom line, as we also say, you know, not always say, we often say, great bar, great drinks, great team, what's not to love?
Indeed, indeed. Anywhere else?
I also liked when we did a very quick visit to Igea Terrazza Bar, which was in Palermo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is a very swanky hotel bar. And it's been revamped, reimagined by Salvatore Calabresi. And this bar, it has a great history of people like Sophia Loren and Paul Newman and Gina Loder, Brigida, all hanging out there back in the day. And he's taken these people as inspiration to come up with a new menu. But if you are lucky enough to be in that region, swing by and imagine you're a film star.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, I loved Handshake in Mexico City. Great bar, great people, wonderful drinks. I was lucky enough also to go to Lima for Sastrería Martinez, which is a wonderful bar that is very much all based around tailoring. Great drinks, good times, live music, fantastic hospitality, and of course, Quaint. That reopened this year with the wonderful Eric Lorenz. Some amazing drinks, beautiful bar food. And I mean, Mayfair is really popping at the moment, isn't it? It's really good around that area because we had the Nipperkin, which we're going to review in our next episode probably at 20 Barclay Street. We've got the team at Dover Yard at one,
which we did a few
one Mayfair. Yeah, it's really nice. So it's a lovely little corner of London. Where else? In New York, Double Chicken Please, which I was really happy to go to finally, which was great. But I'm looking forward to next year. What are you looking forward to? Are there any on your radar? Actually,
the other place I was going to say that I went to that I really want to go back to with you, in Athens, which is one of our favourite cities anyway, is Barro Negro. And what I loved about this place is a passion project by two friends. And it's to celebrate their love of Mexico and agave spirits. But what they've made a real point of doing in this bar, it's a really lovely, smart, you know, almost like designery kind of bar, but they're celebrating agave spirits, but without any of the kind of cliches around that. So there's no Mexican bits and bobs. It's about the quality of the spirits. And they also serve cocktails on tap, which is nice. And yeah, I'd really like us to go back there together in the new year.
And lastly, for the ones of revisiting or to that opened this year, which I love, is Viajante 87 in London. That's by Veronica and Pietro. Beautiful. They're celebrating their love of Latin America, the Latin American spirits and the people and products around there. So that is definitely one that we need to go back together and to experience. So on my radar for next year, there's some great things coming up. The Schmucks are opening up their bar in New York. Also, Sip and Guzzle, which will be opening up in New York from Steve Schneider and Shingo Gokhan, which is going to be amazing. Experimental Cocktail Club, again, in New York. So that's going to be great. We've got Tokyo Confidential, which opened this year by Holly Graham, but I cannot wait to get there. I hope we get to Tokyo at some point. Twice Shy, which is a brand new place. It's just opened today as we speak from Elon Sodu, which is going to be in London in Earl's Court. So Elon from Amaro Bar just opened this place. And I think
Can I throw in as well?
Of course.
Line in Athens, which is another of our they're going to open a second outlet also in Athens, another part of Athens.
Oh, that's going to be great.
I'm not sure when that is, but that's certainly imminent.
Definitely. So that's going to be great. Well, also, the other one I really want to get to is Portobello Star has reopened with lovely Sly Augustin and also Jake Berger. So that's brilliant for us in London. Cannot wait. And another huge date is Ajabu, which means wondrous or amazing. It's a cocktails and spirit festival that's opening up in South Africa this year. So it's the first huge, big cocktail festival that's going to be there. So it's going to be Africa's first biannual international cocktail and spirits festival. And it's going to be split between Johannesburg and Cape Town in March. So it will be in Johannesburg from the 10th to the 13th of March, and then Cape Town from the 13th to the 18th. It's going to be amazing. Right. Some really good people involved in that. We've got people from Miladies, Trailer Happiness, Rayo in Mexico, and they're going to be teaming with bars from across South Africa. So that's a really good one to have on our radar. So that's what we've loved this year and what we're looking forward to next year. Cannot wait. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Cocktail Lovers podcast. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell your friends and make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. For more details on the people, places and products mentioned today, head over to our website, thecocktaillovers.com.